Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for February 20th. I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina.
Today in Disney history, we will be traveling back to the year 1991 and go under the sea. On this day in 1991, the soundtrack for The Little Mermaid won at the 33rd Annual Grammy Awards. That year, nominations for the movie included Best Recording for Children, Best Instrumental Composition Written for Motion Picture or Television, and Best Song Written for Motion Picture or Television for Under the Sea. On a night when Quincy Jones took home 10 Grammys and Mariah Carey was named Best New Artist, the music for the classic animated movie about a land-loving mermaid took home 2 of the 3 awards it was nominated for. One music critic foreshadowed that the nomination for Best Recording for Children was in the bag, but also lamented this fact by saying that it really shouldn't win. Not because the songs aren't catchy, but because the other nominees are more kid-oriented. Under the Sea also, unsurprisingly, won in its category.
A common thought about the music for The Little Mermaid is that it sounded more like it was written for a Broadway show than a movie made for children. This is not surprising since the team behind the music for the film was Howard Ashman and Alan Menken. The musical partners were responsible for the off-Broadway hit musical Little Shop of Horrors, which was the highest grossing and one of the longest running off-Broadway productions ever. As shown in the Don Hahn produced documentary about Howard Ashman's life, he brought his theater experience into the recording studio for the Disney animated movies he and Menken worked on together. Vanity Fair critic Joanna Robinson wrote that, treating every session like its own mini Broadway show, Ashman would play all the parts and encourage his voice actors to physically embody the roles they were playing, rather than listlessly singing into their microphone.
Also a transplant from the stage, actress Jodie Benson was chosen from 300 women to be the voice of the Little Mermaid, Ariel. Benson previously worked with Ashman on the play Smile, so it was fitting when she was cast in the title role. Wanting to approach the creation of this film as if he was creating another stage production, it was reported that Ashman and Menken got the whole voice cast together to sit down to read through the script together before any of the recording was started. Benson, whose spunky take on the role inspired the animators to make Ariel a feisty redhead, said of the experience that it was good to hear everybody doing their roles. Of course, afterwards it was like, goodbye, see you at the opening in 3 years, but I think having just that one meeting really helped. Normally, voice actors for animated works don't ever work in the same room together, making it a somewhat isolating performance experience.
Benson, who still enjoys a busy voiceover career, went on to say that Howard's willingness to embody each part to give the voice actors a better understanding of the direction of the movie was important. She said, "The directors that I've had the privilege of working with now, they really have taken that from Howard. They know how to play all the parts. They are in the studio with me. They're actually in the booth with me, which is what Howard did, which is kind of unusual." Ashman's attention to detail paid off in the end when the music he and Menken created for The Little Mermaid was recognized on this day at the Grammy Awards. Unfortunately, less than a month later, Ashman passed away of complications from AIDS. At the time of his death, Ashman had already completed work on the forthcoming Beauty and the Beast and began working on Aladdin for Disney with Menken. These soundtracks are still impacting new generations of movie watchers to this day and are being repurposed as not only stage productions inspired by the movies, but also on the big screen with live-action reimaginings of the film that are still influenced by the music Ashman and Menken created decades earlier. Also on this day for February 20th, in 2004, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, starring then-teen queen Lindsay Lohan, was released into theaters.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.